Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. Hey, this week on Mixed Sunday Morning, I told you we're going to be talking about Joseph. Who was Joseph? Well, I can tell you what, he had to be one of the greatest men in the Bible. Because not only Mary was picked, but Joseph was picked too. The Lord knew what he was doing because Jesus had to have an earthly father. And what a situation for Joseph to step into. But let's just get back to the beginning. Who was Joseph? Joseph, he's the earthly father of Jesus, the Son of God. Joseph, a descendant of King David. He lived in Nazareth in Galilee and was pledged to be married to Mary, the virgin who gave birth to Jesus. The Bible tells us that Mary became pregnant through the Holy Spirit and not through Joseph. Therefore, Joseph could be understood as Jesus' earthly father. The Bible doesn't tell us much about Joseph, though, but it gives glimpses into his character. We concluded in the Bible that he's a humble man who cared deeply about obeying God. For example, the book of Matthew tells us that Joseph was faithful to the law. After an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and encouraged him not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife, Joseph immediately obeyed God. Now, if you were in that situation, what would you do? Joseph, the earthly father of the Son of Man. We're going to get back. We're going to talk more about Joseph right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Let's get back to our talk on Joseph right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Who was Joseph? He was the father, the earthly father to Jesus. We learned in the first segment that he was a very humble man, and he'd have to be to step into this. Later in the book of Matthew, an angel again appears to Joseph and commands him to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt because King Herod wanted to kill Jesus. Again, Joseph immediately obeys the angel's command and takes his family to Egypt, saving Jesus' life. After Herod died, an angel once again appeared to Joseph and commanded him to return to Israel, which he does. What an amazing trait. You know, Joseph listened to the Lord. He obeyed the Lord. This Christmas season, let's listen to the Lord. Let's obey the Lord. And most of all, this Christmas season, let's seek the Lord. Let's seek the King of Kings. Man, he is the reason for the season. It's why we celebrate it anyway. It's not about what's under the tree. It's not about how much money we can spend. It's about the gift that God gave us. And that gift is bigger than any gift you could fit under a tree. There's not a fancy enough bow to package up what God did for us when he sent his son to us. So don't forget that. He is the reason for the season. He is the one, the Alpha. He is Jesus Christ, the healer. Demons run at the sound of his name. He can change your life. And I hope he can change your life this morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Christmas, and this week we are going to talk about Joseph. We've talked about him a little bit earlier in the show. We found out that he was a gentleman. He was an obeying man. The Bible also tells us he was a self-sacrificing man. Though he had the legal right to divorce Mary when he found out she was pregnant, he intended to do so quietly because he did not want to bring any public shame or disgrace on Mary or her family. And if you want to just write a note down, you can find that in Matthew 1, verse 19. Following Caesar's edict, Joseph took Mary to be counted in the census in Bethlehem, where his ancestors were from. 40 days after Jesus was born, Joseph with Mary, they took Jesus to Jerusalem to have him dedicated at the temple, as required by the law of Moses. And this tells you that not only did he obey the Lord, he obeyed the law too. Further showing his Joseph commitment to the law, every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. That's Luke 2, verse 41. On one such trip, when Jesus was a young boy, Jesus stayed behind at the temple in Jerusalem while his parents began making their way home. When Mary and Joseph realized Jesus wasn't with their caravan to Galilee, they searched anxiously for 3 days before finding him sitting with some teachers of the law. How cool would it have been? I don't know if cool's the word. I'll let you decide what that word is, to be the parents of Jesus. Because I always kid all the time about doppelgangers, how people, there are people that look like you, that are like you. What would it be to be the parent of the one that there is no one else like? No one had ever come before like Jesus, and no one will ever be after Jesus. Joseph had to be an awesome father. We'll learn more about him coming up next in Mixed Sunday Morning. It's the last break for me this week on Mixed Sunday Morning. We have some music coming up. But we've been talking about Joseph. When Jesus was an adult, people often referred to him as the son of Joseph. Although gospel writers were careful to maintain that Jesus was the true father, was God, with Joseph being considered more of like a foster father or a stepfather. People also referred to Jesus as the carpenter's son, suggesting that Joseph worked as a carpenter or some type of handyman. Whatever vocation that Joseph had, he worked hard for his family. You know, I just sit back in awe sometimes when I think about what I just said, the carpenter's son, because the one thing I love to do is woodwork. I've come from a family of woodworkers. And what it would have been for Joseph to show his son, Jesus, his craft, not knowing that one day that young boy would save the world. I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit about who Joseph was. Next week, we're going to talk about Mary. And then the week after that, get ready, because that is going to be the show. It is all going to be about Jesus. If we can pack it all in. I don't know if 2 hours with music is long enough to pack it in, but I'm going to try my best to manage it week after next. So thank you for listening this week. Stay tuned next week for Mary. And then, as they call it, the granddaddy of them all, Christmas Day, Mixed Sunday Morning, will be on. I'll close in this. I mentioned it in the first hour of the show. This is a special season. I know there are families that are really concerned about what they can purchase for their kids to put under the tree. I know there are people who are concerned about what they can buy someone else. People are concerned about what's in their account or how much money they have on their credit card that they can spend. Let's just take a step back again and let this season be about what it is, and that's Jesus. He is the ultimate gift. And I pray that you will receive that gift into your heart. Because that gift is eternal. Jesus loves you so much. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you've said. He wants you. What better way to restart your life in this Christmas season than to give it to the Lord? Accept that gift. Thank you for listening this morning. God bless each and every one of you. If the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week to talk about Mary. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mix Sunday Morning. That does it for this week's Mix Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.